Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So Catherine, today we have two questions about job interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me that everybody's either interviewing or they're looking to hire staff. There's a lot of momentum going on right now.
So the hopping one time.
Right. So one question is from the person who's applying for a new job, and then the other question is from the person who's the interviewer, who needs to hire someone. So, you know, it's interview day here at My Crazy Office. So, Logan, what's our first question?
I'm circulating my resume, and I've got my first interview. How do I prepare?
I think it's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably many schools of thought, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do. One is you really have to check out the company.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to learn as much as you can about the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And obviously everybody has a website, but if you could network and see if you can even find out more
mm-hmm.
to find out how they're doing so that you can create a list of questions.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Good
and
point.
You also have to know about the job. You know, what is this job? Now, is this a lateral move? Is this mm-hmm. a step up for you? What do you bring to it? Do you know how to do that job? What's your weaknesses? What's your strengths? I mean, there's a lot that goes into interviewing.
Yeah. And some of those questions I imagine you would ask also during the interview once you see the job description to get clarity from the interviewer.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always good to rehearse interviewing before you go on an interview. So that's something I do, but maybe with a friend you can do that.
Yeah.
But you always want to know, you know, what are the expectations of this job?
Yeah.
Like how do you know when someone's successful at this job? How do you judge them?
Yeah.
So you have to be prepared with those kinds of questions beyond just the tactical ones of, you know, where do I, you know, who do I report to?
Yeah.
There's more you want to know, but you have to, you know, let them take the lead.
The interviewer, so
to speak.
I think
at the beginning, at least, you have to let them take the lead.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everybody knows how to interview, so you should really be prepared. And when
employers often don't know how to interview,
they don't.
Right?
It's true. And sometimes they're just not in the mood.
Or they just talk. Right. They talk at you.
They go, well, tell me about yourself, which, of course, like, what do you want to know? You saw my resume.
You should hire me.
Let's talk about.
I like long walks on the beach.
Right. Right. So I once did something like that. I went on an interview. This is many, many, many years ago. And I was at that time really esoteric. Not that I'm not today, but
even more so.
Right. So he said to me, what are you doing here? And I thought he meant in life. So I gave him this, you know, like sort
philosophical.
Of, right. About what I thought the purpose of my life was. And he said, no, I mean in this room. What are you doing here? Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Like, I wish you would have stopped me 5 minutes ago after I gave
this. It was really embarrassing. And of course, whatever it was I said, he didn't get it.
Right. Mm.
So there's nothing like feeling really crappy about yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a really good point, because I think one could be asked an interview question and you may not fully understand what they're asking of you.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, there are standard questions like, what are your greatest strengths? What are your greatest weaknesses? But you are very familiar, Kathy, with some of the more challenging questions that people get asked. What's one of them that comes to mind?
Well, I think they'll pick out something in your resume.
Uh-huh.
And they may say, oh, I see a gap here, or I see you did this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be sticky because mm-hmm. Maybe it's something you don't want to talk about.
Right.
Or maybe you work for a company that they know, you know, mistreats people.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think if they're a good interviewer, they're probably looking to see if you're running from this job versus do you really want this job? Maybe you just want out of where you are.
Why are you ready to leave now?
Yeah. And is this really your correct next move? So it may be those tough questions that you don't want, and whatever, that's different for each person.
Yeah. So think of the question you least want to be asked and be ready to answer it, you're saying.
And be ready. And you do need to have an answer for what is your weakness. Uh-huh. I mean, not everybody asks that question anymore, but you do need to know what your weakness is and explain it and explain how you've grown.
Uh-huh. What would be an example of a good weakness in an interview?
Well, that maybe you are a perfectionist and you take very long at editing, or you, you know, you fret over getting, you know, handing a project in, but that's something that you're working on, and that, you know you're improving on it because you're reading this book, or you're, you know, you're taking, you're very aware of it.
So you have the weakness ready, but you also have what you're doing to address it.
Right.
Ah.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, because you, whenever you say, well, I don't really have any, they don't like that.
Yeah.
We all have
I'm perfect.
Right.
I'm not human. I just
Right, just hire me.
You could say, ask my boyfriend or ask my girlfriend. They'll probably be able to tell you their weakness. I mean, of course, you would never say that in an interview. I was thinking about preparing internally since
that's your job. What would that be?
Yeah, I mean, what I was going to say is, it's obvious, but get a really good night's sleep before.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right? So you don't go out and party the night before and expect to come back in shining. And I would say also give yourself plenty of time to get to the interview. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to come in rushed or harried. And to come prepared with your own questions for them, right? Interviews are two-way streets.
Yeah.
So you should have some questions to ask.
You know, I think it's interesting also, what do you wear? Because I think there should be some consideration put into that.
Yeah.
There's two schools of thought. I think you should look like the company, but many people think you should just wear, a man should wear a suit, or and a woman should wear, you know, a business suit also. And I don't agree with that.
Right.
I think if you're going to a tech company, don't put on a suit. You're going to look like a jerk.
Mm-hmm. That's part of finding out about the company
exactly.
and its culture, you're saying.
Exactly. You really want to look like they look.
Yeah.
You don't. You know, unless it's totally anti-intuitive. I mean, if you want to go like TechServe, which is downstairs, that's like the Apple repair. In fact, it was on Seinfeld. They made fun of TechServe.
Really?
Anyway, they're in our building. Yeah, yeah. They've been around a long time. And if you ever wonder where people with spiky hair and a million tattoos work, they work at TechServe.
That's
so,
right.
So like, if you go there with a suit to interview, they're not going to
It's over.
Yeah, right. It's over. I think it's over.
The other thing that I was going to say is to notice the atmosphere in the company, right? Because you want to be picking up on the actual culture. There's what they will say the company is like, and then you want to get the sense of what it's really like.
Yeah.
Right? So is it upbeat? Is it tense? Is it does it pull you down?
Right.
Do you see people kind of looking very worried? Also to listen. I think that interviewing is like going on a first date. And that often employers tell you everything you need to know.
You know, Catherine brings this up a lot. I think you relate a lot of business things to dating.
I do. Because I've been
dating.
I went on 400 first dates, so I've learned a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so...
Have you noticed that? She brings that up a lot.
Yeah, I think there's validity in that, though. It's human behaviors and, you know...
Maybe I want to be dating again. Who knows?
I know. Something there about dating.
Well, just in the sense that, you know, in both cases, you often go in starry-eyed and you don't hear what you could hear.
Well, you just want out of where you are. So you just want to get the job without knowing really if you should want that job or not.
Right. So, for example, if you learn that there's very high turnover, that's
not bad. It's a really bad sign.
Yeah. Or if you notice the person you're interviewing talking to someone else in a very demeaning fashion.
Don't take it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
I remember we had one client who had the interviewer had a whip above their desk or something.
And he took the job.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He told us this a lot later. Do you think it meant something that she has this whip over her desk?
But that's what I'm talking about. These are the signs and symptoms that if you're not looking, you might ignore.
Right.
But so let me go back to how to prepare for an interview. I also think you should, after you've investigated the company and that particular job, you should think about and be prepared, because many times they'll ask, what are you going to do your first day here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do your first month?
Yeah.
So what is your plan? Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, for some management positions, the job is, I'm just going to talk to everybody and listen. I'm going to be on a listening mission for a week.
Yeah.
Some people, it's more of a hit the ground running job. So what is your plan for week one?
Yeah.
So I want you to think about that also.
Yeah.
Make sure you also have all of your references ready.
Oh, yes.
When you go on an interview, sometimes you've sent them ahead. Sometimes you haven't.
Yeah.
And you should have them. And also, you should let them know if your present job, they should not call, if that's confidential.
Yeah, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. When all of this brings to the forefront, too, that if you're not familiar with interviewing and you could use some coaching, you could hire someone like Kathy.
Yeah. I mean, I take people through mock interviews all the time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you don't want to use that interview as your rehearsal. It's not a rehearsal. So if you could practice, it's a little bit easier.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, there's a lot more we can say on this topic.
Yeah. So prepare. How do I prepare? Absolutely prepare. Kathy's saying find out about the company, get ready for the interview, rehearse, get ready for certain tough questions, know your strengths and weaknesses. I'm saying to get plenty of sleep, take care of yourself before the interview, breathe while you're there, and really notice what you see while you're in the company.
Yeah. Don't forget, an important question to ask is, what are the expectations of this job, and how will you know if a person is successful at this job? I think that will tell you a lot. Many times they don't have the answer, which tells you a lot. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Okay, welcome back. So this question is for the person doing the interviewing. What's our question, Logan?
I have several candidates vying for the same position in our company. What should I be looking for to determine the best candidate?
It's always fit.
Cultural fit.
It's always fit. I mean, you know, of course you want somebody who has the skill, mm-hmm. but skill can be taught. Fit can't be taught.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can get both, that's great.
So, for example, if the culture is a very relational culture where everyone's very busy interacting and asking each other how their weekend went and caring for each other outside of the workplace, you want to make sure that the person you interview has that quality about them.
Right.
That's a fair thing
to say. If they, you know, look like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory, if they have Asperger, no, that's not
the problem.
Fit. Yeah, I mean, that's extreme.
Yeah.
But you do want to find that out. You do want to ask questions that hopefully will show you if this person is a fit or not. This is not always obvious whether a person's going to fit or not, but it's something you have to be looking for. I also think it's the person that wants this job.
Really wants it.
Yeah. Because I think some people want jobs because they just want out of the job they're at.
Yes, I agree.
And you have to be able to see that.
Right. You have to see it by their actions, right? So, for example, after the interview, you want to be hearing from this person some kind of a follow-up.
Right.
You could even give each of the candidates some kind of a homework assignment and see who returns it and in what shape they return it and how quickly.
Right.
So see through their behavior what the motivation is, how hungry they are for the position.
Right. But also, what is their intention behind that?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Why do they want the position?
Uh-huh.
That's also important. What else? I think
I would say the one who you feel is able to work well with you and with your team. I mean, this is more of the fit thing, but sometimes we hire people who we are cozy with, right?
Mm, yeah.
It's comfortable.
We like them.
Rather than really thinking about how would this person adapt to my company and to my team, and would they be a good overall fit, right?
You know, I've heard so often somebody feels they had such a good conversation with somebody on an interview, and then when they hired them, that went away.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beware of good interviewers.
Right.
Just good interviewers.
Right.
Right? People can talk a good game.
Yeah.
Or feeling like you had a good interview and then not hearing anything back. Or being declined.
It goes
from,
both ways. Right.
You know. That's right. That's where action tells you a lot. Behavior tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? After?
Well, afterwards, that's why I think it's a good idea to give some kind of assignment or some kind of something for the candidates, because you want to see them show you who they are.
Yeah. We always tell people that it's okay to take a while before you hire somebody. Put them through a couple of tests to see who they are.
It's
and
true.
Also, the longer you take in hiring, some people lose it. They get angry at you and they really bug you. And that tells you what you need to know, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's not always great to have people wait, but sometimes it's really the right thing to do.
Right. Well, that's an interesting point, because it can be tempting to hire the first person if you're hungry. You know, it's like they say, don't go grocery shopping if you're hungry, because right. you pull all kinds of crazy things right. off the shelves. Same thing is true for hiring, really. You have to kind of gauge what your needs are versus what you think you can get in the moment.
Now, I'm very surprised that we're not hearing a dating analogy from you here, because I think there is one.
Why, of course there is, Kathy.
And that's that, you know, we think we meet somebody for an hour or 2 hours and we know them and hire them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you wouldn't marry somebody after an hour or two.
Well, you'd hope.
Unless you were in Vegas, I was going to say.
I think there's alcohol involved in those.
That's very true. There's usually not alcohol in these interviews. Again, we would hope.
We would hope, right.
Oh my gosh, that's the other thing. You had said about the interviewee should bring references, check references, right?
Mm. Oh, it's unbelievable that people can check references. Or even go beyond the references and try to see if you know somebody within these companies.
I mean, in dating, this would be important too.
Right. It happens to me a lot.
Connections.
That yeah. I look at somebody's resume and I go, oh, I know someone who worked there, and I make a call and you really find out who the person is. But please check references. That's critical.
Yeah. Some people complain about checking references. They say, oh, they don't tell me anything if I do that.
Well, there are some companies that are not allowed to give out references.
Yeah,
they won't give a character reference. They'll just verify employment.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to just keep looking.
Until
you can get a character reference.
Don't quit until you've gotten the real information.
Like, small companies, they'll chew your ear off. It's the big companies, right?
Ask them for references from a small company where they worked.
Right. But you have to dig into the resume to find references beyond what somebody has given you.
Yeah.
But really, it is about fit. It really is. And I know that's... We should probably do another podcast just on what is fit.
Well, remember, when we do our partnership mediation, we always talk about people partner for skill.
Right.
But pay for personality.
Right.
And by that, we mean that skills, really, at the end of the day, what you're working with is the personality. So you want to make sure that their business behaviors, that their attitude, that their practices work for you, right? Not just that they have the technical expertise that your company needs.
Yeah, because people can learn the skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really,
but they
and you
can't
really think
learn
that they can't learn the fit.
Right.
They can't change. Nobody can really change a personality, so...
It's about personality.
Yeah. And actually, studies have shown that the cultures, the corporations that do the best in terms of hiring and retention understand the personalities that work best for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I once had to take a personality test. Have you ever had
to
at a job? Yeah. It was very interesting. Mm-mm. And we all got along very, very well at that company because they only hired one type of person.
Yeah.
And I remember taking the person. It was so much fun. It was a personality test. And at the end, the therapist, it was like a therapist said, wow, you really, you know, you're like what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. Cool. That was in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't know if every state allows that.
Personality test?
They probably do.
I think so.
Probably. There's a few that are out there that I know of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for this show.
Yes. And if you have any advice or stories about interviewing, either being interviewed or interviewer, tweet us at AskK2. And next time, join us for another My Crazy Office podcast. Please review us on iTunes and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.